Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning, family. I'm so glad you're tuned in today. Whether you're on your way to work, taking a quiet moment at home, or stepping out for the day, this moment is for you. Let's begin today's devotional with a powerful topic, the joy of salvation, celebrating your new identity in Christ. Our Bible text for today is from Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3, which says, "Therefore with joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation." Let me take you to a familiar but powerful true life story straight from the Bible, the story of the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15. This young man demanded his inheritance early, went off and wasted it all in reckless living. He lost everything, his money, his dignity, and even his sense of identity. But one day he came to himself and said, "I will arise and go to my father." Luke 15 verse 18. Now here's the beautiful part. When he was still a long way off, his father saw him, ran to him, embraced him, and welcomed him back with joy, not as a servant, but as a son. That's what salvation does for us. That's the joy of salvation, being welcomed into the Father's arms, not by merit, but by mercy. Now let me ask you today, have you truly embraced the joy of your salvation, or are you still living like someone trying to earn God's love? Here's the truth. You are already loved, chosen, forgiven, redeemed, and accepted in the Beloved, Ephesians 1 verse 6. That's your new identity in Christ. Maybe you've had a tough past or you've made some mistakes you're not proud of. But remember what 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Let's pause and reflect. Do you still see yourself through the eyes of shame or through the eyes of grace? Friend, you're no longer defined by your past, you're defined by God's promise. You've moved from guilt to grace, from striving to sonship, from brokenness to beauty, from rejection to rejoicing. So, celebrate your salvation. Let joy flood your heart again. Like David prayed in Psalm 51 verse 12, "Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit." I want you to think about this. What would change if you started each day celebrating your identity in Christ, rather than worrying about your shortcomings? Here's a gentle encouragement. Start your mornings reminding yourself, "I am saved. I am loved. I am chosen. I belong to God." Let that truth ignite your confidence today. Here's your action for the day. Write down three things you're thankful for in your salvation. Could be forgiveness, peace, purpose, or the presence of the Holy Spirit. Then, take a moment to celebrate them. Even if it's just lifting your hands and saying, "Thank you, Jesus." Let joy rise up again. As you go today, say this with me. "Today, I rejoice in my salvation. I am a new creation in Christ. I am not my past. I am God's masterpiece. I walk in joy, victory, and boldness. I draw daily from the wells of salvation. My identity is secure in Christ, and nothing can shake me. Today, I shine with joy because I am saved, redeemed, and free." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of salvation. Thank you for loving us before we ever loved you. Today, we choose to rejoice in this gift. Restore to every listener the joy of their salvation. Let their hearts be filled with peace, boldness, and a fresh sense of purpose in you. As they go into the day, may they walk in victory, confidence, and freedom, knowing they are fully accepted in Christ. Bless their work, their families, their minds, and their emotions. We declare today will be filled with testimonies, open doors, and divine encounters. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If this message blessed you, do someone a favor. Share it. Send this episode to a friend, a family member, or even a colleague. Someone out there needs to be reminded that they are loved and redeemed. And hey, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and join us again tomorrow on the Winning Everyday Podcast. Until next time, stay joyful, stay strong, and keep winning. Every single day. God bless you richly.
Life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.